truth of the matter is that sports makes me whole. I was Ironman World Championship Age Group Athlete of the Year. I'm a Catalina Island Marathon Champion. I've kayaked the Grand Canyon. I have a silver medal, cross-country skiing. My name is Willie Stewart, but people know me as One-Arm Willie. And you can call me One-Arm Willie, too. July 22nd is the Nautica New York City Triathlon. It's also the Disabled National Championships. I always like to do well there. Anytime that the disabled have a spot at the table, I want to support that. Sometimes the pain just tell us. In high school at that time, I was playing rugby, I was wrestling, and I was playing football. And my identity was my success in sports. And for anyone to lose that identity or their whatever, their passion, is painful.
It was a Friday morning, weekends there, all happy. We're all talking about where we were going to go. I was on the Watergate building in Washington, D.C., and I was on the roof doing a summertime job. To pull the old roof off and put the new roof on, someone had a hand in a rope underneath these moving pieces of this gigantic machinery. And rather than handing it in, they threw it in. And the rope tied to a tourniquet around my arm here, and then it cleaned everything off like a chicken bone to the wrist, and then snapped the wrist off. I mean, I never looked at my arm again for 6 months almost.
And I never, ever, ever thought I would play at a competitive level sports again. And then when I was allowed to even play rugby on a D team or a C team, I was just so happy that I could even play. And going out there with all able-bodied people and hoping that I didn't make a complete fool of myself. And I just wanted to play the game. And I've always felt that my tragedies are the reasons for my triumphs. But I think being in the gutter and hitting rock bottom has always been a bonus in life. It's a horrendous thing to go through, but it definitely allows you to empathize with lots of people in many walks of life. You guys don't get to do this to your arm. I was always jealous of the Wizard of Oz and the Tin Man needed oil. There you go. Did you know my honey, she did Iron Man in 1985. She was the first Iron Woman I met. I didn't know there was other ones out there.
It's a good thing you didn't know until you
She's the first one I met, so I said, well, I'll marry her. And then I met a bunch of other ones. And then you take your arm off. And then you take that. Is better than a martini.
Oh boy.
Here I am. All the things I'm most proud of, tying my shoes. Going back to my grandfather, if you only wore loafers, you wouldn't have to tie your shoes. Well, Grandpa, it's hard to run a 10K in penny loafers. And then he would go, what's a 10K? You using that communist metric system?
When I lost my arm, there was this terrible couple years, and I had to change my behavior patterns because I wasn't doing anything positive, not realizing that the Willie was gone. The person who I thought I was totally gone. Now I went to this party. It was one of the first nights I went out, and my arm was wrapped. So
So it's swollen, it's big. And there was a guy from a school across the way, and he was he had cerebral palsy. And he came up to me at this party, like within seconds of being there. And he said, "You're gonna see what it's like." And he was happy that I lost my arm. And he was angry at me, and I wanted to rip his head off. And I'm like, "Hey dude, I'm not you." I wanted to smack him, but I was him. And I was gonna see what it was like, and he was right. And you do get treated differently. Because people think you can't, because you're disabled. So that's what was in my mind, that I couldn't. And I believed that. I never thought, one, I could have a job. Two, that girls would like me. Three, that other people would appreciate me and that I could help them. Four, that I physically could play sports well enough to be in the able-bodied field, much less to get on the field again. And the fact was, he was right. It isn't good to be disabled. And people look at you immediately different. When I walk through the grocery store, everyone's going to look at me. Every kid's going to turn his head. And that was the thing that was really tough. It's like, "Oh, mommy, what happened to him?" And, you know, the mom draws back, and then you're hurt, and everyone's drawing back because it's so awful what happened to you. But the fact is, it's really hard to explain. What happened to me was the best thing that could have happened to me because I lived in a box. I get up every morning, I train, and I come home, and I usually train. I train twice a day. I try to watch what I eat. Always keep two hands on the wheel, especially when you're shifting. Say prayers. I like prayers. We can actually hold hands. You're an old stump. But the most important things to me, and you don't close your eyes, and don't bow your head. The most important thing, because I'm leading this out, is that people get together and enjoy one another's company with respect and pride in themselves and others. On that, I say amen.
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 December 12, 1989.
All right, so
Willie had been in town, Breckenridge, for 3 or 4 days.
And I take the snowmobile out at Tiffany's.
I was in the restroom, and my girlfriend Shelley comes into the bathroom, and she goes, "Lindsay, you have to come meet this guy. He is bizarre. He had like longish, totally white blonde hair that he just like wore sticking straight out everywhere."
And I'm like, "Hey, baby, let's hook up." And she's just like, "Let's go, big boy."
And he indeed was bizarre, but kind of intriguing. Fun, funny. Then he said, "Do you want to go for a snowmobile ride?"
Lindsay goes, "How do you slow down and stop?" And I'm like, "Oh, you don't." Because the brake was on the left, and I was like, "Whenever you're in trouble, always throttle up.
It was pretty scary.
It was so
that
fun.
Was the night we met, and we were best friends for
3 years.
3 years, and then we started dating, and he was a goner when we started dating. We were engaged in a year. Willie's been practicing putting diapers on her for when the baby comes.
I actually put a diaper on her. I got it done. She wiggled a lot.
Are you serious?
A little totally. Bitch. But I did it. Oh. Anyhow.
So I started changing my behavior. And that wasn't easy. It really wasn't. That was a long, long road. But one of the things that was most important was to have a job. And to have someone say, "Thank you." I appreciate your help. Because that gives you worth. And worth is huge. And remember, a job isn't money. A job is just to feel like a productive part of society. And a lot of disabled people, and that's when you'll say it over and over, 80% unemployment. So that means 80% of people don't feel they're part of society. That's crazy. And a job is the first thing. And I was a bike messenger. That was the first big job I took where I was on my own. And I was pretty good at it with one hand. And then I started volunteering for disabled programs, and I worked at an amputee clinic for kids. And the kids liked it. And I liked it. And now we are where we are. This is how I train in my old age. I'm gonna run inside real quick and see a couple of my friends here at Orthotics and Prosthetics. He's the toughest guy I've met in years, right there.
I was sitting outside with my two friends, and 10 guys walked up to us, started talking, and one guy, he was talking to me mostly.
This person approached Antonio and his three friends, which are all different nationalities, and asked them what gangs they belonged to, and none of them belonged to a gang, so they said none.
And then we got done talking, he walked away, and he turned around and started shooting. And I got shot 9 times. That's it.
Nice job, dude.
I think Billy's really cool. He's a great person. He's a good friend. Mm-hmm. He helps me out a lot. And I'll be able to walk again.
God, that's awesome. That is beautiful.
I'm the director of Possibilities Program out of Loma Linda University Medical Center. And I actually love my job, but I always feel this is one of those jobs you can never do enough. So you never... It's great, it's unbelievable the feelings you get from the work I do, but you also wish you were doing more.
It pains me to see what people go through. Tony, he's a hero. Mitzi's in the background. She was in a coma for days in a car accident. She's a hero. Barry Bonds may be a hero, and John Elway, and Cal Ripken and the Hall of Famers. But there's heroes amongst us that struggle more than anyone could ever imagine every day.
Antonio has kept everybody strong around him. For the simple fact that he hasn't given up. He hasn't once did the pity me.
Nobody wants to be pitied. Nobody wants flash judgments made on them. And a wheelchair allows people to make a flash judgment. A prosthetic. When you see someone hurt or someone who's in a wheelchair, why does that make you go like that? Because that could be you. And that could be you. And the fact is, that guy in the wheelchair, if that does become you, you're gonna wish you knew him. Because he can help you.
Society now and more people now than you ever could imagine. They're changing people's lives and they're creating heroes and showing that every one of us has this potential to grasp life by the bigger perspective and realize that it isn't about home runs. It's about these people go on and they're different, but they go on and they have an impact that's unbelievable, and our society would be weaker without them. Thank you.
Well, it's the end of the day, and I have just enough time to pack my stuff and head to New York.
From Redlands, California, the always great one-arm Willie Stewart.
I love hanging out with the disabled racers. These guys are truly inspiring. Some of the baddest sleepy-sleep racers in this. I was so impressed with all of them, and congratulations to everyone else.
Willie's time was 2:16:02. And Tommy Knapp did 2:18:54, beating about half the guys in our Elite 8 Group division. We congratulate both of you.
Lindsay. So I'm a daddy now. Mm-hmm. I'm the daddy of little baby Sosie.
Look how much hair she has.
Let's see.
Oh. Look at that hair.
I willingly gave up all my hair for her. She has the good-looking nose of me, and then her real good looks come from her mommy, though.
Yeah.